Excited to be here, and we're here. I want to extend a special welcome, of course, to the Mayor of Limerick, James Collins, and you'll hear from the Mayor very shortly. And we're also expecting the Chair of the Finance Committee of New York City Council, Danny Drum, to be here to arrive. In case he arrives and I didn't see him, I want to give him a shout out because he's a great friend of all Irish causes in the city. And we have another fabulous guest that you'll hear from very shortly, Lisa Hannigan. I'll return to that in a moment. The government is delighted to support the Global Irish Festivals series. The Irish festivals really are kind of a distillation of the best of Irish culture. You get it in whatever bite-sized chunks you want. If you're into traditional music, if you're into jazz, if you're into film of different types, and you get them year-round, and they bring you to places that you might not always reach in Ireland. They open up the country to people. They open up the country across the year to people. And you'll hear from others about them shortly. All that's done on a national basis, but this evening we're really here to celebrate Limerick, and to celebrate Limerick through two festivals in particular. The story of Limerick in the last 10 years is just a fantastic one. You'll hear more of it this evening, but it really has been transformed, and it's continued to transform itself. For me, the one story, and I was discussing this with the Mayor, the one story that brings that home is the story of the Dell factory in Limerick. Dell manufactured huge numbers of computers in Limerick. In 2009, at the height of the financial crisis, they shut the factory and moved the production to Poland. The skies fell in Limerick. It was terrible. It was a national story. It was terrible. And then you look at what Limerick City Council did. They bought the premises and they turned it into a film studio. And this summer, they finished filming the new George R. R. Martin TV series there. George R. R. Martin, who brought Game of Thrones to the world, Night Flyers, his series, was filmed there by NBC this summer. It'll be on your screens, apparently, in the autumn. Netflix in Ireland and I think on Sci-Fi Channel here. But that change, that transformation, that is not just grasping opportunity, but creating opportunity, I think, is a huge part of what Limerick has done to transform itself in the last 10 years. And it's kind of getting Limerick back to what it was, because if you go back to 50 years, Limerick and the wider Inverness region wasn't just the entry point into Ireland for the United States, it was the entry point into Europe, because that was how you had to fly, just for technological reasons, planes couldn't get any further. And Limerick is now opening itself up at that entry point to the west of Ireland again. I find it very hard to say things about nice things about Limerick as a Cork man, but I do my best. And of course, the most important thing you can say about Limerick at the moment is that they are the world champions at the world's greatest sport, having won the All-Ireland Hurling Final. That's really all I have to say. I'll be back up a couple of times. I think there's kind of a complex choreography of speakers here this evening. But luckily, it's been bookended by one of Ireland's most fantastic singers, Lisa Hannigan. Lisa Hannigan, I know, came to kind of global prominence as part of a duo. And when she went to her own, I know my wife, who's a huge fan, was wondering, where does the momentum go? And she took that momentum and it continued, and she has just achieved beautiful, beautiful things with music. So this is the best part of my evening. I get to introduce Lisa Hannigan, shut up and listen to her singing. So ladies and gentlemen, Lisa Hannigan. Right.
I think on you often, or the ones I meant what I said. I was assaulted by your hunger. Now you've gone and lost your and the little bird is every bit hard for me in a fight. I am lonely as a memory, despite the gathering round the fire. Aren't you every bird on every from view, was there a thing we thought?
that was fantastic. And the best bit is Lisa will be back at the end of the formal proceedings. Thank you again. In my rush to get out of Lisa's way, I neglected to mention the two festivals, of course, that we're celebrating. One is INY, the Ireland New York Festival, which is based in Limerick, and the other is the Richard Harris International Film Festival. And we're joined here this evening as well by one of Richard Harris's sons, Jamie Harris, who, unlike his father, isn't banned from Munster rugby matches for being bad luck. The festivals only succeed when people come to them, and people in Ireland will travel to the festivals, but they need international support and international audiences. And Tourism Ireland do a stunning job of driving tourism towards Ireland. As of today, there are 26 flights a week from the US to Ireland. That will increase very shortly with flights to Dallas. I would love to recite the numbers of what Tourism Ireland have achieved here in the last 5 years, but much better than that, you have Alison Metcalf, the Tourism Director of Tourism Ireland for North America and a few other places around the world besides. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks very much, Kieran. And as you said, it really does feel like a back to school feeling. Labour Day's over and we're all back to work. But we're delighted to be here this evening. And as we celebrate the strong cultural connections between Ireland and the US, I think it's in the context. We all know there's close to 40 million Americans that claim Irish ancestry. And it's really in that context that Tourism Ireland is really delighted to be partnering with the consulate and also with our colleagues at Falsha Ireland. And I would like to give a call out to my colleague, Ciara Stugru. Ciara, where are you? She's the back there. Ciara is head of festivals and events for Falsha Ireland, which is the National Development Agency in Dublin. They're responsible for not only, she's responsible for putting together the Global Irish Festivals Initiative and working with those festivals and working with the DFA to expand that, but Falsha Ireland are also responsible for creating wonderful brand experiences, wonderful vacation experiences like the Wild Atlantic Way and other things that many of you have experienced. So we're delighted to be here to launch this new and exciting initiative. I'd just like to say a few words about Irish tourism and where we see these festivals really fitting into our work and our agenda. The Irish tourism story is a really, really positive story. Globally, last year, 10 million people visited Ireland. And you think of the size of the island of Ireland. But more importantly, here in the United States, we welcomed 1.8 million visitors, a record number of visitors. And for the first time last year, the United States actually delivered more holidaymakers to the island of Ireland. Those are people that don't necessarily have Irish connections, that chose Ireland over other countries. But it's not just about statistics. It's not about the numbers. It's actually about making sure that people have a really great, unique, authentic experience. And we really see the Global Irish Festivals Initiative really falling into this category. And I was delighted that I was reading Irish Central today. I'm sure we have some colleagues from Irish Central here. And a headline on one of their polls said, "Who's planning a trip to Ireland this year?" Question mark. And then it said, "Everybody seems to be." So I hope everybody is planning a trip to Ireland. Because this year we've got off to a fantastic start. We're up 11%. We're on track to deliver, I think, close to 2 million visitors this year. So give yourselves a big round of applause for helping us deliver that. But it is about those unique experiences, and it's about extending the season and making sure that people have a great experience, not just in the summer months, but also in the fall. When I here in New York today on a hot, muggy day, I know where I'd rather be, in Ireland, on a temperate fall or autumn day. So for us at Tourism Ireland, we have two very big priorities. They have been a priority for the last 5 years, but they continue to be a priority. We want to try and extend the season. We want to encourage and motivate more culturally curious travellers about the great benefits of travelling to Ireland in the off-season, the smart season. Less busy, less crowded, more affordable, and people have more time for you. And it's experiences like the new festivals that we're talking about today in Limerick and Donegal that allow people to engage in those with locals. So the Global Irish Festivals Initiative, we feel, is a perfect opportunity for people to explore the Wild Atlantic Way. And through the month of October, Limerick and Donegal will play host to a number of special events and festivals around sport, music, film and genealogy. And we know that they will all topics of interest to many of you here today. Limerick, as you are going to hear, is going to host two very high-profile festivals. The obviously the I in New York, Islander New York Festival, which has established a great reputation in linking the cultural affinities between Ireland and New York. And also the International Richard Harris International Film Festival. Again, putting a spotlight on Ireland's really well-established screen tourism initiative. And one can't help but forget Richard's portrayal of Albus Dumbledore. And I know he did a lot more than just the Harry Potter movies. And I was talking to Jamie earlier, Camelot and others. But you're going to hear more about that festival from Zeb and Rob. So in closing, I would just like to say, whether you call Ireland home, whether you have Irish heritage or you just want to learn more about our rich cultural heritage through events and festivals, this will be a great opportunity for you to head back with friends. Whether you've got your ticket booked for October this year, I suspect maybe not, but certainly for 2019. We look forward to working with the consulate and our colleagues at Fáilte Island as they expand this initiative to promote it more. And I'd just like to thank you. You're all fantastic ambassadors in spreading the word about Ireland. We also have colleagues from our Travel and Tourism Ministry selling and promoting Ireland. So thank you for everything you do. You make our job easy, and we just look forward to welcoming more visitors going forward. If you are tweeting about this tonight or you are sharing information, please hashtag Love Ireland. That is Tourism Ireland's hashtag. And without further ado, I'd like to welcome Councillor James Collins, Mayor of Limerick, to say a few words. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm James Collins, Mayor of Limerick, and I'm delighted to be here with the Global Irish Festival, incorporating INY. It's great to be here in New York, and Richard Harris International Film Festival, which celebrates one of Limerick's greatest diaspora, Richard Harris, and it's great to have Jamie here with us representing his family. But I'm delighted to be here as Mayor representing the citizens of Limerick. I think the Limerick of today is pretty different than what Ciarán described, what happened just in 2009, and we've come a very long way in a short space of time. We've been very good recently at economic development, so we've created lots of jobs. So we've been busy here in New York in the last few days, furthering that economic development, and we've been busy on housing, and we've been busy on education. But today is more of the fun stuff. So today is about festivals and events, tourism, arts and culture. And in Limerick, we've deliberately undertaken a strategy to improve the quality of life and to focus more on what you do at the weekends and what you do after work. So people don't work to live, and we understand that. We've been good at creating jobs. We probably need to create 2,000 every year. But we want to make Limerick a really cool place to live. I met with the mayor of New York yesterday, Bill de Blasio, and we said that to him. We said that we are looking at making Limerick the best place to live and also the best place to visit. And I think with the Global Irish Festival incorporating IMY and Richard Harris, that fits very well with what we're trying to do, particularly with the Global Irish Festival, which reaches out to the diaspora around the world. I think there's about 6 million, we've estimated, that have Limerick connections. I was one myself. I actually spent some time here in New York, so I always enjoy coming back. So I'm delighted to be here. But we know in Limerick that if we get people to visit Limerick for the first time or for the first time in a long time, if we get them to come back, that they will come back and they'll bring their wife, they'll bring their family, and they'll stay for a longer time. So if we have events to bring people to town and we have the right events, we know that that works from our point of view, from getting people to visit, and then we get lots of people that will stay and make Limerick their home as well. So we understand the importance of this, and as a council, we put our money where our mouth is. So we've increased the funding deliberately in Limerick because this is something that we want to focus on. For Richard Harris and for INY, I'm delighted to be here with these guys. We go back quite a while. It's great to be here in the consulate with you guys, so it's great. Congratulations. You've done a great job. But the fit with them for the Global Irish is it allows them to tap into the existing diaspora networks that are there, the links with Ireland, the links with Limerick, but also to deepen those links as well. And what it will allow the guys to do coming in under the umbrella of the Global Irish Festival is to attract more elements to their own festivals as well. So it'll give them a higher profile, hopefully it'll give them a bigger budget. But it'll also enable them to attract more audiences to come to Limerick, which is our main aim. I have a few thank yous that I'd like to make. So obviously I'd like to thank the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade Tourism Ireland and Fáilte Ireland for choosing Limerick, because it means a lot to us. It's something that we want to up our game in, and it's delighted that we're delighted that you believe in us too. We're delighted to be working with Ciara in Fáilte Ireland, and we look forward to working with you a lot more in the future. A number of years ago, we had a good idea and we spotted an opportunity, and now we have a film studio in Limerick. So Ciarán mentioned that our first production, Night Flyers, an NBC production, is due to air shortly, and we look forward to more productions in Troy Studios, more NBC productions, and possibly more series of Night Flyers too. But in Limerick, the challenge that I've set the council is, what's our next big idea? So what are we going to do next? We've come a long way in a short period of time, but we're only just getting started. So I know Fáilte Ireland, particularly at home, have some ambitious plans in the area of festival events, and we really want to be part of that. So we want to get on that journey and be there with you. To that end, we're busy doing our homework. So we're putting our strategies in place. We're revising our tourism strategy. And we realised that in the past, Limerick might have had an issue in terms of its reputation. So last week, we hired MLC Saatchi to rebrand Limerick. So that's something that's happening. So that's how seriously we're taking where it is that we want to go next. So to conclude, I've been given 2 minutes. On my way up, somebody said, I can't wait to hear you speak and what all the nice things you're going to say about Limerick and what you've done in the past. So I can't fit it all in 2 minutes, but I will be around, and I'll be around for the evening, and I'm happy to chat to all of you. But in conclusion, I would like to thank our hosts for this evening in the council for hosting us, and I really would like to congratulate everybody involved in the Global Irish Festival and the IMI Festival and the Richard Harris International Festival. I think it's just the beginning of where their festivals are going to go, and I know it's just the beginning of where we're going to go as a city and county of Limerick. So to finish, I would just like to introduce Zev Moore and Rob Gill from the Richard Harris International Film Festival.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Council General, Mr. Madden, Mayor Collins, ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted to be here in New York, one of the world's great global cities. On behalf of the Richard Harris International Film Festival, I'd like to express our gratitude to the Department of Foreign Affairs and Fáilte Ireland for running this initiative. It is truly a singular honour for us to be part of this festival series, and we really do appreciate the confidence that the department have shown in us to have us as part of this initiative. The festival was set up with 2 specific objectives back in 2013. And at the request of Damien, Jared and Jamie, one of those objectives was to encourage the Irish filmmaking diaspora and associated artists to return home to show their work and create content as well. The second objective was to encourage and promote young, emerging and undiscovered, above the line and below the line talent from all over the world. With the latter in mind, we're delighted to be in a position to announce tonight a new initiative which is due to commence in 2019, which is the creation of a writer's room. This programme will bring writers from all around the world to Limerick to create and write the next great drama series in a US writer's room style environment. It's not something that's well known in the US, but it's not something that's as well known in Europe. So we believe that we're the first festival to offer something like this, certainly in Ireland. Long-form TV drama is arguably the defining art form of the early 20th century, and as the lines between theatrical and TV and various other media blur, it makes sense for us to evolve as a festival and to introduce the TV and the long-form drama element into the festival. While this initiative is in its early stage, our ambition is to contribute to Ireland becoming an exporter of long-form content and an exporter of content in general rather than of talent. The Writers' Room will be part of our new media conference, INET, which is the Interactive Media and Entertainment Tech Summit in association with Emerald Giant Productions, which will run prior to the festival and explore disruption and other technological changes in the audiovisual media. We're currently the only Irish festival to have a dedicated video on demand platform and a sports documentary section in association with Mandalay Sports Media, and we will continue to evolve going forward. But a few years ago, we set out a 5-year plan, and that was that we would introduce these new elements such as the writer's room, the media summit, and also to continue to encourage technology and technological disruption. The only thing I'd like to say is the festival will be expanding to 7 days next year. Finally, before I hand you over to Zev, who will talk a bit more about the festival, I'd like to thank the Council General, Alison Leithcliff from Tourism Ireland, Mayor Collins, Patricia Liddy, representing the Council, for their continued support, Ciara Sugar for Fall to Ireland, Minister Cannon, Tánaiste, Simon Coveney, and all the department officials, and INY also for organising this. JFK, when he was speaking to the Dáil in 1963, had quoted George Bernard Shaw, and that was, "Some people see things as they are and ask why. Other people dream things as they should be and ask why not." That was a sentiment that Richard Harris kind of lived his life by, and that's a sentiment that we will use for the festival going forward. Finally, I'd like to thank you all for coming here this evening at the start of our journey, and I'd like to introduce you to Zev Moore, our festival director.
Good evening, everyone. Again, thank you for coming here. I just want to give you a very brief rundown of what we actually do in the festival. 5 years ago, we started this festival screening 10 movies over one day. Last year, we screened over 120 movies over a 5-day period. We're also the only festival currently, film festival in Ireland, currently doing a live read, where we actively look for a production, a film that's going to go into production, and we perform it with live actors on the stage. We also do an Oscar-esque type awards night, and we also do a music concert. So we're developing, we're more than just a film festival. We also look at different arts. Like, Richard was not just an actor, he was also a poet, a playwright, a sportsman, and we want to encompass all that within the festival. And we're doing that, and we're progressing at a very fast rate. As Rob said, we will extend the festival next year to a 7-day event, encompassing more films. This year, we're up 50% on our submission process. We draw in nearly 300 movies from 25 different countries throughout the world. On that development, we also have a connection with Newport Beach in California, where we now program for the Irish section for Newport Beach, and we're continuing those in with the US and tying in with festivals such as here Long Beach here in New York, Toronto Film Festival, and the very prestigious Cannes Film Festival, of which we do an event every year as well. So on that note, I'm going to show you a wee clip of a movie, or of a promo of ourselves, and at this stage, Limerick owns October, so please do come and join us in October.